Nobody hacked Instagram. They just asked. No malware, no stolen password, no code. Someone opened a chat with Meta's new AI support bot, typed, "Hey, this is my account. Here's my new email." And the bot said, "Sure." That's how the Obama White House account was taken over. A US Space Force chief, Sephora. And the scariest part isn't how they got in. It's what happens to you once they do. This is Access of Easy.
It's time for the Access of Easy podcast, the weekly technology digest that keeps you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by EasyDNS.com.
Okay, buddy. Well, what can we say here? AI on the loose, rogue, on the schizo, on the fritz. What do you want to...
Who had more fun this past week? The New York Knicks fans or Instagram users?
The Knicks fans for sure. I couldn't believe they won last night. That was a crazy game. Crazy game.
Well, Instagram users then are coming in second here, and it looks like they came in second in a variety of different reasons, because some people... We can't really call them hackers because, as you mentioned off the top, they didn't really do anything to hack it the way in, but they were able to get control of these large accounts out there. Like, as you mentioned, Sephora, the old Obama White House page. And no, it wasn't with malware. It wasn't through some kind of specific backdoor, although it kind of was a backdoor in a way, but it was still a very simplistic approach. It was through the manipulation of the AI automated system that Meta has rolled out, and they also used VPNs. So, okay, there's a few different things. Number one, with the VPN, they tried to match the geographic location of where the account, at least a generalized idea, where right. The account would be. So then they would open up a request, some sort of support request with the AI chatbot, and through the dialogue, they were able to convince the AI to change the recovery email. And they did this even without any identity verification. That's a huge red flag. And once the email was switched, it's game on, because they performed the standard password reset, and they did this, and original owners were locked out of their account. And to many people's surprise, the MFA wasn't even taken into consideration. It kind of bypassed that altogether. Now, since this all transpired and it became a very large campaign against them, at least PR campaign against Meta, they rolled out some emergency patches to try to resolve this issue so it doesn't happen anymore. So some of the changes, it's not everything, but some of them include they are stopping the ability from the AI chat assistant to go out there and have the ability to change the primary recover email. Okay, that's one. They also say that now if you have an MFA, that's going to be used. That's brilliant stuff. You know, like, why wait till the cat has left the bag? But anyways, to those who out there, they had large accounts, who was behind all this? That's the question. The funny thing is, they've been posting on these larger accounts pro-Iranian images on some of these. So, like, you know, I looked at these accounts, and I was this close, Joey. I was this close to buying some Sephora fragrance that was going to be some body fragrance that was going to be Ayatollah approved. I was this close, but you know what? I thought better of it. The problem with all this is the accounts, even the paying ones, the people that pay money every month, they think they got priority status, they would be better protected. No. Everyone was affected. Large, medium, and small accounts altogether. And the amount of accounts out there that were impacted, it's a huge number. So that caused an issue for Meta's support when they tried to deal with all this backlog. So the bigger accounts, the ones that were first in line, they were able to get their accounts rectified sooner. But those in the middle of the queue or behind the queue and didn't have a lot of PR through X or from other social media campaigns, they had to wait because these had to have been manually fixed. So Meta support team, they were inundated with these requests. And I tried to look to see if there's anybody that's going to be filing any lawsuits. I saw nothing right now. but who knows, maybe somebody will in the future. But it did impact Meta's stock price, and it dropped around 5% once this information was reported. Now, investors, I guess they were not too pleased to hear that all the money that Meta dumped, there's a crap load of money that they dumped into investing into this AI, into these AI features. Well, the bot simply failed its users, and investors lost confidence. And, you know, that's, we're talking a huge company. 5% drop is massive, but I think this is probably going to open a door for new regulations out there. I have a feeling.
Okay, tell me why, because I actually have, I share this view, but I want to know why you think this.
Well, considering you have the old Obama account out there, so you could see that somebody could weaponize a political account,
yeah,
and push any sort of narrative they want. And even in a short period of time, imagine during an election time, it could potentially sway some people's votes. And then you could say foreign interference and all that. There may be truth to that. But I think there's going to be some sort of knee-jerk reaction from lawmakers. And I fear what may come out of it. I can't predict what's going to be the end result, but I don't think it's going to be good.
I can predict it. How did they get the, what was one of the steps in being able to get the chatbot to send you the password reset? You had to be what? You had to know the account. And then what was the other step? Do you remember?
The VPN.
The VPN. They only use this to talk about VPNs if they decide to go that direction. I think that's true. I will push back on one thing you said there about the AI bot failed. I don't think that's actually true. I think what happened here is the programming team decided to give this thing that functionality and never really cleaned up and made airtight what that functionality looked like in practice. So when you have a chatbot like this, you want it to be able to give support, right? You want it to be able to say, here's where you see what videos you've liked. Here's how you reset your password. Here's how you change your email. Here's how you change your handle. Here's how you subscribe to premium. But you don't want it to be able to do the function. It should be, you know, link or URL provision, some, you know, broad first step, top of funnel advice. That's it. But they didn't do that, right? They really, again, like this is interesting because people have said so often over the last few weeks that AI is taking human jobs. And there's been, the pushback has always been, it's just not going to be as good. These companies always have to scale back. But then what do we see here? We see the AI acting in accordance with what a subpar human instruction told it to do. And so that is the end result. You know, it's funny. There was a story in Canada a while back. You may remember when Air Canada's chatbot acted out. I can't remember exactly what the story was, but Air Canada tried to make the case that the chatbot is actually a separate entity. The AI was a separate entity from the company. And so the company couldn't be sued over the chatbot doing something untold or insecure or whatever. That didn't hold up here. I don't know if there will be a lawsuit or any legal action against Meta in the US, but just, you know, as a quick FYI. And then the last thing I'll say, and I'll pass back to you for more comments. Do you know what ended up happening with some of these handles? So like the big thing on Telegram, on Instagram and on Twitter, what handles do people really want? They want those one word, one name, first name handles. So like I've tried to get at Joey a handful of times from the guy who has it. He won't budge on the price, won't budge on anything. These accounts apparently were compromised, I should say, and then resold rather quickly as basically like trophies for the hack, right? Like now you have an account that's one word, one name. Short of Instagram taking it back from the person, it just seems unlikely that there's any real recourse for these people, right? So it's like there's always some value that you kind of forget about until these hacks happen. And then you realize that, you know, if they can't sell passwords on the dark web, which is often what we're talking about, you know, password data breaches and address data breaches, stuff like that, they'll just sell your username, man. Like these guys, there's somebody paying for everything out there. So fun story. I do like this one because I think that Instagram is it maybe the most retail friendly product we've discussed on this show? It's got to be. This hack
TikTok we've mentioned a few times.
Not in this same nature, right? Like any person presumably could like figure out a VPN, an account they want to get into, the location, and then just send these commands, engage the bot, and get the result they wanted. This would have been a disaster if it had gotten out a little further. And maybe one other thing. My understanding is that Facebook has not actually like changed the way the bot behaves, but rather has just removed the reset password function from the context window. So like Krebs, Brian Krebs, who does Krebs on Security, we mentioned his letter fairly often on the show. He's saying like, I'm not convinced there's actually been any change here. It might just be another way to get this thing to keep doing that. But people haven't found it yet. It is wild. It is wild. The core element, like the core principles of this show are much the same as they are in Bitcoin, right? If you don't hold it, it ain't yours. And so that goes for your Bitcoin, your money, your pension, and your Instagram handle. And guess what? You don't own any of that stuff. Those are not property. They are promises. And when those promises get rugged from underneath you by some cunning pro-Iran Telegram group, what are you going to do? Who are you going to call? Okay. Ain't the Ghostbusters. I'll tell you that. These guys, they're Meta's much more difficult to deal with. And we've also discussed in the past, as I continue on this diatribe, how if you don't have a public affairs arm or wing to try and get your account back, whether it's on Instagram or on Twitter or on YouTube or wherever, good luck. Good luck. You'll be starting again. You'll be starting from scratch.
I don't know why the AI was given keys to access this kind of low level support that it shouldn't be able to have access to. It should, as you mentioned, it should give you links to what you should do and how to sign up and what's the best practices, crap like that. With respect to doing a reset of the primary email address that's associated with account, the AI should not have access to that. So the programmers, they dropped the ball with that. You know, in the end, I'm trying to debate with myself, what's better, this or having a bunch of people abroad or yeah. even coming in from H-1Bs and H-1B visas and fulfilling these jobs? And those guys potentially may be scammers given their heritage and what they're... So I'm wondering which of the two is the better. So it's maybe the devil we know may be better in terms of the scammers. Maybe not. Maybe they could do more damage. I don't know, man. Like, it's just you're damned if you do, damned if you don't in terms of trying to address this, because it looks like they're going to do anything that and everything possible to streamline the process or processes out there and to make things cheaper for them to do it. And if AI is going to be able to be plugged in, so be it. 5% drop is huge. They'll recover it. But you know what? That 5%, like, let's go back to that huge drop in the stock price. How many lawmakers out there like Nancy Pelosi might have heavily invested in Meta and are now, what's going on here? And they're the ones that are probably going to want to make the changes and put out some legislation, right? Is they've been financially impacted negatively, right, through all this. I want my savings to be protected. You know, clearly the Federal Reserve isn't doing it. So my investment in these companies, which I have inside information to, I want to ensure that it makes me bank. And that's what I fear, the knee-jerk reaction from all this and how we're going to be captured in the crossfire. Could be the VPNs, could be more than that. I don't know. It remains to be seen.
I want to find out what other Meta security issues are lurking under the surface, because the one thing that I think is pretty common, I know Twitter does this or did this during the 2020, between 2020 and 2024, when they were actively trying to, pump up Biden and squelch Trump commentary and, you know, his supporters commentary. What they did was protect certain accounts at an advanced level. And, you know, Meta sort of on the exact opposite end of that continuum had one of their own engineers' accounts captured by this attack, right? So, an executive account, I should say. So Meta not only allowing sort of, you know, pleb accounts to be captured, but also guys who really should have had elevated security functionality didn't have anything. They're just like out in the open like that. I mean, this is the company that invested in the metaverse after all. Maybe we shouldn't be too surprised that the bubble cartoon metaverse guys didn't figure out the AI security thing that quickly, but I don't know. Anyway, that's it for tonight. Thanks for stopping in. If you enjoyed the video, leave us a like. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Of course, a couple of places you can go for more: accessofeasy.com. Obviously tons of stories there. Easydns.com for all your DNS needs, including now Clawbot on a virtual private server. We like that. Bombthrower.com, ready.ca. And of course, you can check out the Canadian Bitcoiners podcast Monday nights as well. Till next time, friends. Take care of yourselves.
Take care.